the Karaniya Metta Sutta. This discourse or teaching was given by the Buddha to a group of monks who had gone to the forest to practice meditation. The devas, the three devas or spirits in the forest, were disturbed and upset when they realized that the monks would be spending their vas or rains retreat for the full 3 months in their dwelling area. So they began to frighten the monks at night in various ways until the monks were so scared that they decided to leave the forest and seek guidance from the Buddha. It was on this occasion, when the Buddha was living in Sravasti, that the Buddha preached the Metta Sutta, or the discourse on loving kindness, instructing the monks how they should conduct themselves and how they should radiate loving kindness. The monks went back to the forest, and following the Buddha's instructions, they suffused the whole environment with metta. The devas or spirits in the forest were then appeased. They were so happy that they now decided to protect and look after the monks so that they could carry on with their meditation in peace. Namo tas bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhas. Namo tas bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhas. Namo tas bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhas. Karaniya matta kusalena yang tang santang padang abhisamecha. Sakko ujuce sujuce suvaco chasse muduvannati mani santosakoce subaroce apakicoce sallahukavutti santindriyoce nipakoce apagabbo kulesu vannanugiddo Naja kudang samachari kinci yena vinyo pare upavadeyum Sukino va kemino hontu sabbe satta bhavantu sukitata Yeke chipana bhutati tasava thavarava anavasesa Dighavaye mahantava majimarasa kanukatula Dittavaye va aditta yecha dure vasanti avidure Bhutava sambhavesi va sabbe satta bhavantu sukitatta Naparo parang nikubeta nati manyeta katta chinang kanchi Vyaro sana patiga sanya nanya manya saduka micheya Matha yata niyang puttang ayusa eka putta manurake Evampi sabba bhutesu manasaṃ bhāvaye aparimānaṃ Metaṃ ca sabba lokasmiṃ manasaṃ bhāvaye aparimānaṃ Uddhaṃ ado ca tiriyaṃ ca asambhadaṃ avirāṃ asapattaṃ Pittang charang nisinnova sayanova yavatas vigatamido
etang sating aditeya brahma metang viharang idamahu dittincha anupagamma silava dasanena sampanno kamesu vinaya gedang nahi jatu gabbaseyam punaretiti etena sancha vajena sotite hotu sabada etena sancha vajena sabbarogo vinasatu etena sancha vajena hotu te jayama.
The English translation for this discourse of Metta Sutta, it reads as follows. This is what should be done by one who is skilled in goodness and who knows the path of peace. Let them be able and upright, straightforward and gentle in speech, humble and not conceited, contented and easily satisfied, unburdened with duties and frugal in their ways, peaceful and calm, wise and skillful, not proud and demanding in nature. Let them not do the slightest thing that the wise would later reprove, wishing in their hearts, in gladness and in safety, may all beings be at ease. Whatever living beings there may be, whether they are weak or strong, omitting none, the great or the mighty, medium, short or small, the seen and the unseen, those living near and far away, those born and to be born, may all beings be at ease. Let none deceive another, or despise any being in any state. Let none through anger or ill will wish harm upon another. Even as a mother protects with her life her child, her only child, so with a boundless heart should one cherish all living beings, radiating kindness over the entire world, spreading upwards to the skies and downwards to the depths, outwards and unbounded, freed from hatred and ill will. Whether standing or walking, seated or lying down, free from drowsiness, one should sustain this recollection. This is said to be the sublime abiding. By not holding to fixed views, the pure-hearted one, having clarity of vision, being freed from all sense desires, is not born again into this world.